listening to Across the Park, a sports show that's sometimes about sport with Mick, Joel and Gabby. Unfortunately, due to the situation the world is currently in, we are unable to record our silly little multi-award winning program. So for the next few weeks, we'll be throwing back to some of our favourite episodes, like this one.
I'm just ordering dinner.
Don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that is so poorly run and put together, people often mistaken us for a political party. Now, come with me, Joel Kassam, on a trip down memory lane as we have a look at the past week in sport with the following people. First up is a man who will be voting for S Club 7 this weekend because there ain't no party like an S Club party. It's Mick Rad.
Hello, Joel.
Hello, mate.
I think they're down to an S Club 2 now.
They changed their name?
No, they just only got two left of the seven.
Is that really a club?
Yeah, it's just like a duo.
Yeah. Duet.
Six and over makes a club.
And does it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you just knew something then.
No?
No, okay.
No, I don't. Hey, also on the show is a woman who is set to become Australia's next performer at Eurovision with this catchy little number.
Oh.
Never walk alone. Yeah. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Not together, but never alone. Never walk alone. Never walk alone. Going balls in the back of the net. Having a good time.
It's Gabby Morris.
You've had a busy week, haven't you, Joel?
Definitely my new ringtone.
Yeah,
sure.
We can have it. We can put it up.
That would have taken you a long
anymore?
Time, Joel. That's
it did take me a
really
long time.
Impressive.
You know, I don't have a life.
I don't remember why I was speaking with a Cockney accent.
You just sang in a Cockney accent. Cocky.
Both.
Very Cockney. And a Cockney accent because I think it's just easier to do.
Oh, I was talking about football.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We're doing the whole football thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
That was great.
We're seeing never walk alone or never wore cologne.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I listened to that a lot when I was doing it. I'm going, are you saying walk alone? You never walk alone? Like, never?
Yeah.
But
it was walk alone. Actually, that was pretty good for an improv.
It was very good.
Cockney football song. But I also think don't wear cologne. It's too much.
Okay, thank you. And joining us for the first time is a comedian who is currently performing her show, Nina Oyama Needs a Lift, at the Factory Theatre in Sydney. It is, of course, the brilliantly funny Nina Oyama.
Hello. Thank you. That was a real straight intro there. They're like, these guys that get comedy intros, and I just get, this is a comedian anyway. Straight up.
I didn't know what to do.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
If you do like a little song.
Never walk alone.
Yeah, see, you can mix that up into an intro for next time. Done.
Welcome to the show, Nina.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on this sports show.
I love a sport.
Can I say that I did a search on Google before this show? Nina Oyama and sport, like those three words, just to see if there was any link whatsoever to you and sport.
What did you find?
We did a show where we talked to you and we did sport on 2SER, and that came up like one of the top results about.
So you had
a year
two different
ago.
Things. You had like Nina on the show, and then you had.
Yeah.
Like us talking about sport.
Yeah, we talked about sport, and it was in like one document on, and that was like one of the only references I could find to do with sport and you.
Did you find, this is not one I'm proud of, but I was in the ultimate Frisbee national finals.
Oh, here we go.
Let me just say there's like 10 people in Australia that play ultimate Frisbee.
I've played it. It's
so
amazing.
Everyone, 9 people, not including Mick, but there's just like no one that plays it. So it's really easy to get to national finals.
Yeah.
And my team got to the semi-finals, I think, in the
that's amazing.
Playing each other, but that's on the internet. Is but it? Maybe you have to put in Nino Yama Frisbee.
Okay.
Bowler's not very good at it.
All the sports?
I just, yeah. Just trying out just yeah. one.
And I played Frisbee for a bit, and there was this thing
nerd.
Where you finish, yeah, I know. Even more nerdy, when you finish a game, a whole team gets together and sings a song for the other team. Have you ever done this?
No.
Oh, maybe it's just my team.
That's not a rule in Frisbee. That's just your weird yeah, teams.
Yeah. No, I thought it was like a rule. And there's no refs in Frisbee, so you ref yourselves.
Yeah, that's true. That's because no one wants to ref Frisbee because it's so shit. No, I like Frisbee. Do you know my coach was Tiger Webb? Do you know Tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the linguistics guy in RN and Radio National and ABC. He was my coach.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Coached us through Newcastle. My team's name was Pseudonym and the other team's name was Antonym. I don't know why. It's very stupid names.
English-based.
Exactly. Exactly. But the other thing is we were the B team, so Antonym was like the A team and they had all the best players and they kind of gave all the shittest players go to Pseudonym. Can I say the S word?
Yeah, of course.
You said it a few times.
Okay. What about the F word?
Oh, I don't know.
What about this?
Gabby dropped it the other week.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, the fucking worst player in the team called Pseudonym, but then we actually got to the finals and then Antonym got real annoyed and so then we had to sub out all our players and they played under the name Pseudonym, which I think is funny because Antonym was a pseudonym for a pseudonym. Yeah.
Do they also have a linguistics coach as well? Or just
a
like...
linguistic coach.
Oh, my God. I never put that together that Tiger was a linguistics coach. This is blown my mind right now. No, I don't know.
That would be just like the ultimate battle of like the linguistics coaches just coming together with the ridiculous...
Oh, no, we all had the same coach, which was Tiger.
Right.
So it makes sense.
And he must have named the teams.
I think he did, yeah.
That's incredible.
That's so good.
But I got to ask, I don't actually know what that sport is. What do you do in Frisbee?
Really? Ultimate Frisbee?
You don't know Ultimate Frisbee?
No.
Oh, I had to play it at school as well.
And he runs a sports show.
A Canadian PE teacher, so we had to play it at school.
Oh, wow.
And we all thought it was absurd, but it's actually really fun.
It is really fun, and it's really funny because people have to jump really high.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really graceful. Like, you just see these, like, guys, like, fly through the air, and their arms extend, and they catch a frisbee. It's, like, beautiful. It's like watching a swan, like, fly across the water.
So satisfying when you just, like get a really good flick on that frisbee.
Yeah. Ooh. Like straight across the board.
And it's like...
Ooh. You ever done, what are they called, like lobs or whatever, where you throw it upside down and then it kind of like boomerangs around the side of the field?
Oh, that's so I didn't even know you could do
that's
that.
Pro level.
Well, it's not
Wait,
pro
are you,
level.
Are you throwing like forehand? You know how like some people like throw it that way or they throw it that way?
Yeah, you have to throw it from above your head and in like you throw the frisbee from upside down. So then it kind of, it goes out and then back in.
Cool.
It's really insane. It's really cool.
I like to think of it like AFL, but with a frisbee and it's like netball where you catch it, you got to stand still. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
It's sort of like, but you're running heaps. Like you're heaps of running. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not fit.
And so you just pass it to
You pass it to your team and then they got to catch it in the end zone.
Oh, the end zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I get it. Now I get it.
Yeah. Cool. But well, you can do a lot of cool things. You can do like faking. What's it called? Hand candy?
Is it?
Yeah, hand candy.
Mick's just there for the songs.
Oh. I think you were in a choir. That's what I think you were doing. I just
thought it was part of the game that everyone had to sing songs at the end.
I can't believe you don't know what hand candy is, too. No, okay, to be fair, I didn't until I went to a footy game on Saturday and I saw them, like, faking out and I asked my friend, I was like, what's it called when they, like, fake, like, they're going one way but then they go the other? And he was like, hand candy.
Wow.
And I was like,
I've never heard that.
No.
Me either, but I love it. Hand candy. It sounds filthy. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, is your friend playing around with you?
No.
I've never heard that before.
Okay, it wasn't my friend. It was his niece who was 10. So it would have been really weird if she was like messing with me at that level. If she was, good on her. That is hardcore.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then you're now on radio talking about it.
Like, yeah. Better. And I'm like delivering it to the masses.
Little masses.
Yeah. To the five people that listen to me. Cool.
We got five.
Yeah.
Guys, we've gone up.
Including us.
Okay. I've just looked up hand candy and I've been blocked on the 2SER.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, it's breaching etiquette.
Yeah. There you go.
Ooh.
Hey, Nina.
Yes. I meant hi.
You've just done a run of shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. How was that? Awesome.
Yeah, half of them were sold out. The first week and a half was pretty dicey, but then I started getting good reviews and then it was like, boom, done.
How was it? Was it great?
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a good time.
And nominated for Best Newcomer.
Oh, which, yeah.
You know, with some pretty awesome talent in there. I think now Nath Valvo won it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Aaron Chen's won it.
Lots of great people have won it.
Yeah,
in the past,
yeah.
Do you see yourself as a newcomer still?
Yes, because I feel like in comedy I've just been doing it like on and off. Like, I haven't committed to it.
Okay.
Like a relationship. You know, when you're like, I don't know if I want to marry you. But anyway, basically this year I was like, yeah, I want to marry comedy because I've just been
casually
hooking up with it. I don't know, whatever. But like, yeah, I just decided. And now it's really cool. Yeah. Because I feel like even when I started the festival, like, and I had a show and I'd been doing comedy for that long, it was like not until I'd done like 24 shows in a row and I was like, oh, I'm significantly better having like done a run of a festival. Like, I feel so much more confident now. And even other people are like, yeah, your material's so much better because you deliver it like you believe in yourself. And I'm like, thank you. Yeah.
The show Nina Oyama Needs a Lift, you can only describe it as you taking the piss out of yourself. And how does that feel? Like, do you get nervous talking about yourself for that long? And making people laugh at you?
Well, no, because that's all what my comedy is. It's not me. Like, I can't make people laugh at other people. That's me.
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
but people do that all the time. Like, they'll pick on groups of other people and make them laugh at them. But I think it's a different thing to make people laugh at you, but make it, but not too self-deprecating. Because I think sometimes there's that line where you can be a little bit too self-deprecating.
Yeah.
People don't want to laugh too much. But you do it in such a way.
Long, amazing talent.
Live radio broadcasts.
Fantastic events.
You're on 2SER.
Be a man,
I
be a man,
I
die.
Ideas. Music. 2SER 107.3.
I hope it's worth it, think I'm glad I bothered, but we're not there yet. place you can't but I'll be there, yeah. Just tell me it's fine for addiction's sake. Please just tell me you're
to me yet, and you're playing hard to forget. And I've dipped myself in alcohol and your lip cigarette. John agrees this is make of the highest in his order. Oh, you ain't been good to me, yeah.
Well pressed and well dressed, you can't see any of that though, because this is radio.
2SER.com.
I told you it was time to learn. It's time to introduce you to the wonderful,
the truly sublime,
to us here, 107.3.
You an ocean dragging me till there was nothing but heading down, down, down. Left me lies in deception, troubled roots clawed at perfection, dragging me till there was nothing but heading down, down.
Rain for weeks. walls all closing. Why'd you have to be so cold? Need a distraction. Every decision, another regret. I'm haunted up the coast by your sad eyes. I haven't learned the hard way yet. Just to search.